Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona? Can you share your opinion?
Yes.
¿Habla español?
Sí, poco.
Okay, but do you want me to continue in English or in Spanish?
English.
Okay, of course. Sir, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. And sir, just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
What?
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances are you voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Certain? Okay. And can you just tell me what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages?
What is my age?
No, just the year. Just the year where you were born.
42.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, sir, are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No, Mexican.
Okay, so yes. Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote? Somewhat, very motivated, or extremely motivated? How do you feel?
Extremely motivated.
Okay. And generally speaking, sir, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track? How do you feel?
It depends on who wins the election.
I understand. But right now, do you think the state in Phoenix, things are going in the right direction, or you think they're off on the wrong track?
I hope they're going in the right direction.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one of them. Can you please select a favorable, or very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? And if you have no opinion, never heard that person, please say so. Kate Gallego. Do you recognize the name?
Gallego?
Yes.
I'm going to vote for him.
Okay, so very favorable? Is that your opinion?
Very favorable.
Okay. How about Katie Hobbs? Very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Yeah. And Marcelino Quiñones? What's your opinion?
I don't recall the name, but
okay.
If he's a Democrat, I'm going to vote for him.
Well, you never heard of him, right?
I might have, but don't ring a bell right now who he is.
Okay. So can I record your answer that you heard of it, but you had no opinion? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sir, how about Carlos Galindo, Elvira? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
See, I haven't checked my ballot, so I don't know really who's running.
Okay.
Some of those are.
Understood. Have you heard of Marcelino Quiñones?
I think I've seen that advertised once.
Okay.
But
do you have an opinion about Quiñones?
If it's a Democrat, I'm voting for him.
Yeah. See, I'm required to read verbatim, so that's all I have, really. And, in order not to influence your opinion, how should I record your answer about Mr. Quiñones? That you have
very,
no opinion?
Very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. How about Carlos Galindo Elvira? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay, how about Ana Hernandez? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Phoenix City Council is doing?
The City Council?
Yeah, do you approve or disapprove of the job they're doing?
I'm neutral on that.
Okay. Well, the two
middle ones... I approve on some stuff.
Okay, the two middle ones that approve somewhat or disapprove somewhat?
Approve somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, from who would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay? And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates from where your area were Hannah Hernandez, Marcelino Quiñones, Emilio Avila, Martin Richmond, and Michael Nowakowski, from who would you vote? Hannah Hernandez, Marcelino Quiñones?
Hannah Hernandez.
Hannah Hernandez, okay, thank you. And how certain are you that you will vote for Hannah Hernandez? Are you very certain? Somewhat?
Very certain.
Very certain, okay. And can you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council? How about the housing costs, or the homelessness, or the issue of climate change and excessive heat, or racial equity, crime, or the issue of jobs and economy development, or street and road maintenance, or water quality and supply, or public transportation? What issue is the most important to you in deciding your vote for city council?
Repeat those real quick.
Yeah, of course. Housing costs, homelessness, climate change and excessive heat, racial equity, crime, the issue of jobs and economic development, street and road maintenance, water quality and supply, or public transportation?
Housing, I think.
Okay. Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each one, sir, can you please tell me whether that is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council? Here's the first one. The first statement, Marcelino is a state senator and a longtime resident of South Phoenix. In the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and a better paying job for residents. Is that statement is a very convincing reason to support him? Somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Convincing.
Very, somewhat, or a little?
Very.
Very, okay. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get house-set people off the street and into housing programs. How convincing is that statement to support Marcelino? Very, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat. I think some of those people out in the street don't want to go anywhere. They like to be in the street because they can drink, they can beg for money, and so that's their lifestyle.
Understood, sir.
There's a few that they don't want to do that, but majority of them, they'd rather ask for 50 cents than they'll take a bath.
And get a bottle. Okay. How about the statement that the local economy is a priority for Marcelino? He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. How convincing is that statement to support Marcelino? Very, somewhat,
very,
a little, or not?
Very, very.
Okay. Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police prison in Levine. Is that very, somewhat, or a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason?
A little convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience, sir. Sir, now let me read you a series of statements about Hannah Hernandez. For each one, can you please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Hannah Hernandez for Phoenix City Council? Now, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and a community activist on the city council. Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect water supply. How convincing is that statement to support Ms. Hernandez? Very, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Okay. And Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose. And she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protection for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. Is that statement very somewhat a little or not at all convincing reason to support Hernandez?
Very convincing.
Okay. Anna's brothers was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root cause of crime. Is that very somewhat a little or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. Anna believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents. Very somewhat a little not at all convincing reason.
Very convincing.
Okay. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, sir, and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Hannah Hernandez, for who would you vote? Marcelino or Hannah Hernandez or someone else?
I have to research a little more on that.
If you have to pick today, you still have to do, let's say for the sake of argument that the elections are today. Would you vote for Marcelino, Anna Hernandez, or someone else?
Probably Marcelino.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes only so we can finish. Generally speaking, sir, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
And thinking about political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat liberal, okay. And who was the last year of school that you have completed? High school, non-college, post-high school, including vocational, technical, or trade school? Some college?
High school.
High school? Thank you, sir.
I have a friend that went there with applying for the city job.
Yes.
And the director or something asked him, Georgie, how far did you go to school? He said, about 2 blocks.
You just made my day, sir. Thank you for making me laugh.
Hey,
I needed
you know
that.
You know who I was talking to today at the doctor's office?
Yes, who?
Earl Wilcox.
No way, really?
Yeah, and he took Mary Rose to see a doctor or something about her back or something. I talked to him. You know, I've known him for a long time, off and on.
Wow.
Not his buddies, but
yeah.
He knows a lot of people that I know.
Are you currently home your home or rent your home or are you living with friends and family?
We own our house.
Okay, and just for strictly for verification purposes only by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, sir?
Robert.
Robert, it's been a pleasure, Robert.
It's
been a lot of fun. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.